Hello?
Hello. Hi there. Hi there. Am I speaking with Robin? Thank you, ma'am. My name is Oscar. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey about public education and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's very quick. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No one. Very well. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote? Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote?
Oh.
Are the chances 50-50 or probably not vote?
50-50.
50-50? Okay. For the statistical purposes, what is your age, please?
60.
50.
60.
Thank you. 60. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's move on. To be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? What is your race, please?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied,
okay. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The first one is the National Education Association. How do you feel about them, if you're familiar with it?
50.
50. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about public schools?
50.
50. Okay. How do you feel about charter schools?
No opinion.
No opinion. Very well. How do you feel about public school teachers from 0 to 100?
90.
90. Thank you, ma'am. This next one is an idea. How do you feel about the woke culture or wokeism?
50.
50, okay. And how do you feel about the U.S. Department of Education?
50.
50, thank you. Next one is an organization. What is your opinion on Moms for Liberty, if you are familiar with it?
No opinion.
No opinion, okay. And how do you feel about Mr. Donald Trump?
90.
90, thank you. How do you feel about Joe Biden?
10.
10, thank you. Moving on. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Good. All right. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Public.
Okay, public schools, they do a much better job or just a somewhat better job?
Much better.
Much better, thank you. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat well, and 0 means public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number from 0 to 10. How well do public schools prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math?
7.
7, thank you. And how well do the public schools do preparing students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate in an increasingly diverse world?
About a 7.
About a 7, thank you. Mm-hmm. How well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills?
A 9.
9, thank you so much. How well do public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills?
About a 7.
7, thank you, ma'am. And how well do public schools prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
About an 8.
8, thank you, ma'am. How well do public schools prepare students to be ready for higher education like college?
A 9.
9, thank you so much. Let's move on. Would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just the right amount on public school education?
Not enough.
Not enough. Okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Excuse me?
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes, you have.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
I have, yes.
A lot?
But not a lot.
Little?
No.
A lot?
Not a lot.
Okay. A little?
Well, more than a little.
All right. The choices that we have right now is just a lot, a little, or nothing at all. So which one do you? A little. Very
a
well.
Little.
Thank you, ma'am. As you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Yes.
I agree strongly or just somewhat agree?
I agree strongly.
Strongly. Thank you, ma'am. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Thank you. Tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First statement, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
And that be a strongly agreement or just somewhat?
Yes. Strongly agree.
Okay. Next one says, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Thank you. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree or disagree with that statement?
Agree.
Strongly, ma'am? Strongly agree?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Thank you. Almost done. I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first idea is adding an ethnic studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Support.
And that would be strong or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat. Thank you, ma'am. Next idea is making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries that they see as pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Oppose.
Oppose somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next idea is giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Support somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat. Somewhat. Somewhat.
Thank you. Next idea is increasing discipline in schools. Would you support it or oppose it?
Support it.
Support it strongly or somewhat?
Yep.
Strongly.
Strongly.
Very well. And one more idea, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Would you support or oppose that idea?
Support.
A strongly, ma'am? A strong support or
yep.
somewhat? Very well. Let's
strongly.
Move on. Some studies have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for the K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
Support.
Somewhat support or strong support, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. I got three arguments here. After this, we read these three arguments, we'll be wrapping things up. We're almost done. I'm going to read you some argument that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means it's a somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it's not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How convincing do you find that statement, man? From 0 to 10?
6.
6, thank you. Next statement. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. As students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. An exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing do you find that statement, ma'am?
A 5.
5? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And just one more. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. How convincing do you find that statement?
A 10.
10, very well. Let's move on. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
Agree.
Agree strongly? Is that correct?
Yes.
Or somewhat? Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree strongly, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Let's start wrapping things up. Switching gears a bit now, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
GED.
Excuse me?
A GED.
GED, thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Employed, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
Divorced, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay, other than? Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
No children, okay. And I thought you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household. Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Yes, then thank you. And do you have a child who attended a chartered school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
No. Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year?
Every week.
Every week. Thank you. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you, ma'am, or to someone in your household?
Nope.
No. Is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide? Does that apply to you or to someone else?
Nope.
No. Okay, very well. Let's wrap things up. And the last question, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural area?
Give me that question again.
Yeah. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural area?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation. Very kind of you, ma'am. Much appreciated. Good night.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Bye-bye.